Wednesday afternoon, time for our bi-monthly conversation with MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez. Big focus on the emerging and evolving marijuana industry.
Yeah, it is emerging is exactly it. It is coming out and it is here. It's been approved both on medical marijuana and then last November, recreational marijuana use. We started a series this week on MIBiz, and you can take a look at it at MIBiz.com. We call these series deep dives, where we take a look at a particular industry this year, and we did PFAS a few months ago. In this issue this week, and then our next two issues, we're taking a look at the cannabis industry that's emerging here in Michigan. And the story this week by a couple of my colleagues here at MIBiz, Sydney Smith and Jessica Young, did a really nice job taking a look at how we got from there to here. Going back and that this wasn't just something that happened over a short period of time. This has been something that's been coming up for 45 plus years here in Michigan and around the nation. And we're seeing so many states, I think 33 states, either now legalize recreational or medical marijuana or both. And it's been a movement that's been going on for decades. 2008, Michigan first approved, the voters did, medical marijuana. And there are some fuzziness and a lot of complications. And then the state a couple of years ago enacted some legislation to put a better framework. And we're seeing the licenses get out. The dispensaries are opening. Governor Whitmer made some changes in the regulatory structure a couple of months ago. So the medical marijuana industry is really beginning to get on its feet and go. A few weeks ago, the state issued some administrative rules for recreational use. Businesses that want to get into that side of the business, they have until November 1st to apply for licenses. So it's an industry that, as you said, is emerging. And this week, we take just a really good look to start off the series of, again, how we got from there to here.
One of the monkey wrenches in all of this is federal law that's making a mess of the finances here.
Yeah, this is still a cash business. Federal law still makes marijuana illegal on the federal level. So your banks really don't want to get involved in handling transactions. There's some issues there. They can, but it's a complicated process. Banks are a little risk averse right now, as they've always been. So they're not diving into it. There is some federal legislation. I think we talked about this a month or two ago here on this program. It's called the Safe Banking Act. It's before Congress. There was a Senate committee hearing on it just the other day. Whether the legislation can gain enough support, don't know. But the version of the bill in the House has 206 co-sponsors right now. There is some bipartisan support for this. It would basically allow banks to get into serving the cannabis industry by prohibiting penalties. Kind of an indirect way, it would prohibit the federal regulators from penalizing banks involved in the industry in states where it's legal. So that's yet to be seen whether that legislation will pass, but there's a lot of folks in both the banking and credit union industries that would really like to see Congress step up and do something on this issue so they can start serving these legal businesses.
While voters approved recreational use marijuana, it still comes down to municipalities. Municipalities can make their own decisions whether or not it's welcomed or not.
Yes, the cities, townships, villages, they can make their decision on whether they want those businesses in their community. Some communities have said, no, we prefer not to be a destination for that. We prefer not to have that. And that's one of the ways the law was originally written, is to allow communities to make that decision.
Another industry that's making advances is the electric vehicle industry. LG Chem is in Holland. Strong growth projections.
Yeah, this is another industry that's really beginning to get up on its feet and get some speed under them. This is a story Joe Boomgard, our editor, put together this week for our edition. And looking at using LG Chem as an example of where this industry is going, LG Chem employs about 900 people in the Holland area at its facility, and it's growing. And we have some data. It's from IHS Market. It's a firm over in Southfield that follows the auto industry. It projects that by 2026, we will have 247 vehicle models for sale here in the U.S. that are battery electric vehicles. Right now, there are only 40. So that's some significant growth here over the next 6 to 7 years. And there's also some projections that go out a little further that electric vehicle sales in 2018 hit 208,000 units. That's expected to accelerate to 350,000 by 2020. And then that could go up to 1.1 million units within 5 years. So it's an industry that's beginning to take hold. consumers are beginning to respond to this, and you're seeing more of the electric vehicles on the road or the hybrid vehicles that use the battery with the internal combustion engine. So it's an industry that's here in West Michigan, and it's a big opportunity for the suppliers if they have innovations and components to provide the automakers for those electric vehicles.
The technology advancements that are in play, are we seeing greater storage? Are we seeing greater range with these lithium-ion batteries?
Well, that's been one of the promise of the batteries is, you know, nothing is stagnant. It's always an innovation comes to market, and it evolves, and it progresses, and the entrepreneur, innovator behind it makes it better. So, yes, you are seeing some progress in making those batteries a little more, they work a little longer, and they don't need to, they can go further without a charge. And you're seeing more push to bring in electric vehicle charger at your public parking areas. There's a proposal, we also wrote about this week, on the state and the utilities in Michigan talking about how to get more of these charging stations deployed around the state.
Talking about entrepreneurship and advances within an industry, there's a biopesticide company in Kalamazoo called Vestaron, and it's making some headlines.
Yeah, this is an interesting company. You know, remember back 13, 14 years ago, there were a lot of startup companies beginning to percolate here in Grand Rapids and really, especially out of Kalamazoo. Vestaron was one of them, and the entrepreneurs behind this company wanted to create a bio-insecticide, a biopesticide that didn't use chemicals, but used something that's much more friendly to the environment. So Vestaron is a 15-year-old company. And it's at the market now. It's done its R&D. It's making that transition from a research and development company to a company that's bringing these pesticides to market. They're starting out on the wholesale level where they're selling to greenhouses, to farmers who are using this in greenhouses and in fields. And recently secured $40 million in financing from some companies. It's venture capital. And included in that was Novo AS. It's a Denmark-based company. It's a parent company of Novo Nordisk, that's a big pharmaceutical company. And this was the first investment Novo made in an agricultural technology company. And what's promising about this technology behind Vestaron's product is in the pharmaceutical industry over the last decade plus, there's been a big movement toward what's known as biologics, biological-based drugs. And that all goes back to figuring out 20 years ago the human genome and these genetic, the issue of genetic medicine. So the biologics have come over the years in the pharmaceutical market. And now in this industry, in ag technology, they're looking at kind of the same type of technology, making it in a different way. And there are much less adverse effects. You don't have much of those potential harmful effects. The environment is the biggest.
MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez, thank you so much.
Thank you.